I went at your bidding and passed along their thoroughfares of trade. I ascended their mountains and went down their valleys. I visited their manufacturers, their commercial markets, and emporiums of trade. I entered their judicial courts and legislative halls, but I sought everywhere in vain for the secret of their success. That is, until I entered the church. It was there, as I listened to the soul-equalizing and soul-elevating principles of the gospel of Jesus Christ, as they fell from Sabbath to Sabbath upon the masses of the people, that I learned why America was great and free, and why France was a slave. Alexis de Tocqueville, French historian, reporting to the French Senate in 1800. A few years before Dr. D. James Kennedy passed away, I spent an afternoon with him at his church in Florida. Dr. Kennedy was the founder of the world-renowned Coral Ridge Ministries, known for stating on national television regarding abortion, that is, while pointing his finger at his viewers, 4,000 die daily and 300,000 pulpits are silent. On one occasion, Dr. Kennedy told me that while he was holding a large convention at his church, the homosexual lobby was protesting him. A pastor attending the convention was shocked and asked, "Why is your church being protested?" James Kennedy corrected this pastor with a relevant question to his question. "You mean your church doesn't get protested?" Friends, Protestant has meaning. Protestant. America is looking for the Christ that the 78% of Americans claim that they serve. Agree or disagree with Reverend Charles Finney? Well, he stated, "Brethren, our preaching will bear its legitimate fruits. If immorality prevails in the land, the fault is ours in a great degree. If there is decay of conscience, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the public press lacks moral discrimination, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the church is degenerate and worldly, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the world loses its interest in religion, the pulpit is responsible for it. If Satan rules in our halls of legislation, the pulpit is responsible for it. If our politics become so corrupt that the very foundations of our government are ready to fall away, friends, the pulpit is responsible for it." How deprived is the understanding of the modern church when it comes to its own history? Nowadays, effeminate hirelings have infiltrated the pulpits. Pulpits they have no business occupying. And by the looks of them, I can see why the enemies of America are so encouraged. Instead of preaching against sin, transgression of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4, these hirelings accept sin, attempting to cover it with a false grace, read Isaiah 30, and in so doing, they teach their congregants to war against a just and a holy God, Micah 3:5. What a contrast to the preachers who thundered from America's pulpits before, during and after the Revolutionary War, causing the colonists to stand up to the face of tyranny. The British labeled them as the much-feared Black Robe Regiment. The British were not the only ones who recognized them as the bulwarks of America's independence. Mighty men they were, of iron nerve and strong hand, an unbalanced cheek and heart of flame. God needed not reeds shaken by the wind, not men clothed in soft raiment, Matthew 11:7-8, but heroes of hardihood and lofty courage. And such were the sons of the mighty who responded to the divine call. Bishop Charles Galloway, 1898. The ministers of the Revolution were like their Puritan predecessors, bold and fearless in the cause of their country. No class of men contributed more to carry forward the revolution and to achieve our independence than did the ministers. By their prayers, patriotic sermons, and services, they rendered the highest assistance to the civil government, the army, and the country. Historian B.F. Morris, 1864. The Constitutional Convention and the written Constitution were the children of the pulpit. Historian Alice Baldwin, 1918. Today, the professed church is attempting to flee from its responsibility to be part of the political process when, in fact, God is the one who gave government, read Exodus 18:21. The church is to overcome evil with good, and as our forefathers rightly stated, resistance to tyrants is
obedience to God. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and fruitforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Wanted to let you know that we are going to be in Brainerd tomorrow, Jack's House Bowl at 300 Highway South 25th. Highway 25 South, Brainerd, Minnesota at 6 p.m. We're hoping for a good crowd, friends. KTLK has been broadcasting our advertisements for this event for the last 10 days, and I think he threw in 100 advertisements, folks. So we should have some people there tomorrow, and we're looking forward to it. As a matter of fact, we just got back from Brownton yesterday, and folks, that was a kick in the pants, for a better way of saying it. I had a lot of fun. I really, truly had a lot of fun. Now, there wasn't a ton of people there, but the fact of the matter is the people that were there were outstanding, second to none. We got new friends. Folks, we got people peppered all across the United States of America. No matter how much you want to hide them, I'm telling you what, they're not hiding. They're standing up. They're being bold. They're opening up their mouths. And in the face of all odds, what are they doing? They're fighting on, folks. They understand what this takes. They understand that Jesus said it was a plow. They also understand that he said not to look back, because if they do, they're not fit for the kingdom of God. Folks, that's where we're at. And matter of fact, I'm thinking of Thomas Paine right now. And Thomas Paine is the one that wrote a book, a clarion call to our forefathers called Common Sense, to wake up our forefathers to throw off the tyrant across the pond. And if people just read the Declaration of Independence, that clarion call's embedded in scripted, friends, in that document called the Declaration of Independence. And I want to go back over to what he had to say. And Thomas Paine, again, speaking of which, he said, "Those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it." Is he right? Oh, my goodness. "Those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of it and supporting it." I know Americans are being conditioned by believing that their politicians are going to do for them in omitting the quote by Thomas Paine and the Word of God on so many different fronts. and ways of saying this. But the fact of the matter is you're not going to get out of what he just got done saying. Those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it. And I just want to remind everybody, folks, your politicians, the same one that's been same ones that have been promising you to make America the place that it should be, a rule of law. We've heard this administration after administration after administration after administration. And the only question that I have for you all, friends, is it true? Are things getting better or things getting worse? Okay, well, you just answered my question for me. Wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe to that page. Also, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page, beforeitsnews.com as well. If you want to call in, please do 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12. The list goes on. One of the things that just came across my desk is another individual, Sean Merriman, who is now a former NFL, coming out and telling the people what I've continuously, again, tried to tell you concerning the NFL, concerning baseball, concerning the sports at large, friends. It's an entertainment business. It's a gambling scenario at every given play. And the people that are making billions of dollars off the people that are paying hundreds of dollars for tickets, you'd think that they'd wake up soon enough to what I'm about ready to share with you right now. I want to go ahead and play this piece for you. This kid comes out and he tells you that the NFL is completely premised on a fraud in so many words. So let's go check him out and see what he has to say.
Making the offensive guys fumble, we would get anywhere from like $300 to $500 a strip. I'll swat the ball and knock the ball at hands. But there was one day in particular, my rookie year, and I don't know anybody. I just turned 21. I don't know shit.
Right?
I go in and tomahawk, try to slap the ball out of LT's hands and end up tackling him straight to the ground. And I stood up, you know, celebrate. He didn't fumble, but I stood up and I was so proud of myself, right? I get up and I'm looking around and everybody's mouth is just like, Sean, what the hell are you doing? Coach said, hey, we need to meet with you. And they took me in a meeting room. They said, do us a favor and never hit LT again. I'm looking at that point. I said, for what? They said, Sean, he feeds our kids. This is when I found out the NFL was a business. We used to get paid for...
Did you hear that, folks? They're told who to hit, who not to hit. When they go to camp, football camp, they study the scripts. The plays are scripted. They're told how to do it, when to do it. Before they get hurt, they're told that they're going to get hurt. And then they're going to come out 2 or 3 weeks later. And if they go ahead and give that sacrifice freely and offer it up to their masters, what they'll do is they'll go ahead and promote them 2 or 3 weeks later. They'll be the player of the year, or they'll give them some outstanding play where they're the hero of the game. Folks, this is how it's all being played. And again, I don't know how many times I need to play videos like this. Even people in that are in the background, even within the courts, that know the truth of the matter. We've played videos from those people concerning the NFL and how it's premised like the WWF or WWE. Folks, in politics, just like Jesse Ventura rightly said, politics and pro wrestling are identical. I mean, Americans, when are you going to figure it out? Presidents are selected, not elected, when it comes to politics. I mean, again, this falls back into the conspiracies where we were told that they were theories. Now they're all coming out and telling us the exact truth of the matter concerning those who were trying to tell you they were conspiracies, Jeremiah 11:9. So anyways, I wanted to share that with you because it's pretty crazy how many of these young guys are now coming out exposing the NFL as to how they're being told what to do, how to do it. And as you just heard, they're told who not to hit because if you hit him, he's the one that's feeding all of our families. We can't afford him to get hurt, so leave him alone is what he was saying there. Folks, what we're going to do is we're going to come right back on the other side of this break. 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. And if you want to call in, we're going to cover a bunch of topics. And then at the half hour mark, I'm going to get to some issues that are pretty serious. And I just kind of want to lay to your candor concerning the Jesus that, I guess, according to the American version of Christianity, everybody goes to heaven, when in fact, Jesus said just the exact opposite. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Few be there that find it. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. Just talking about fighting on in the face of the odds. Again, I'm sorry that I have to sit here and share with you as to how you're being inundated and rained upon concerning judgments for the disobedience of this country. But here we are. This is the response people want. This is exactly what they're going to get. And it is no small claim that I'm making. If you look at Deuteronomy 28:63, matter of fact, I'm just going to go there for you really quick, friends. And I want you to hear this for yourself concerning the severity of the times, because it's not the bad guys that are in control. It's the Lord that's in control, either behind the blessings or the curses, as we all well know. And I'm talking about those that are continuously here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. If you go over to the King James Version 28, verse 63, what it tells us, and it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good, he's done that. and to multiply you. He's done that. So the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked off or from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. You've already got the possession, friends. That means to drive out previous occupants to possess in their place. You've already got the possession. But when you go over to Joshua 24, matter of fact, I'm just going to go over there for you really quick. Because this is the stuff that comes to my aid even as we speak. Going over to Joshua 24, and what does it say? It tells us that we are to keep the commandments in our possession even as we keep them before our possession or dispossession or dispossessing our enemies from before us. It's pretty crazy how that works, isn't it? As I gave Isaac, Jacob, and Esau, I gave unto Esau Mount Seir to possess it, but Jacob and his children went down into Egypt. But the point that I'm making here, friends, is that we are to keep the commandments in the face of what's going on, regardless if we have the possession or not. And I'm going over to 22 verse 5 really quick, but take diligent. Diligent means painstaking efforts. Heed, but take diligent heed. That means painstakingly take heed unto yourself, pay careful attention to yourself, to do the commandments and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you, to love the Lord your God and to walk in all of his ways, to keep his commandments and to cleave unto him and to serve him with all of your heart and with all of your soul. So again, this is why we're being dispossessed right now, as everybody can see. That is those that have eyes to see and ears to hear. Even the unbelievers, folks, are paying attention to what's going on, and they're falling to a diabolical fear because they have not repented of their sins before God yet. Acts 20 verse 21, and hopefully they do. I wanted to show you this really quick because when you go over to Deuteronomy 28:24, they're droughting Minnesota right now. They're chemtrailing Minnesota like mad. And I wanted you to see this for yourself. This is the congressional bill, S3028, a bill to establish a comprehensive system for regulation of weather modification activities and for other purposes. Okay, so folks, again, it resorts back to what I said 100 times over the last 20 years on this radio program. They're trying to create a world without God. It's never going to happen. They don't realize they're playing into his hands, because the Bible says that all men are his servants. And that's exactly what, in fact, is happening here. Well, they're being used to create what? Disastrous hurricanes and floods and the such, and the list goes on. And some people will say, Bradley, that's beyond common sense. There's no way that they can do that. You're sadly mistaken. As a matter of fact, I played the video probably about 2 weeks ago of the mainstream media telling you exactly what they're doing and what they're trying to do. This isn't happening by chance, friends, the things that you're seeing take place. When you go over to Deuteronomy 28:24, what does it tell us? To say it's not happening is to, again, go back and then to point the finger at the Lord and say, Lord, you're a liar. No, he said in judgment, the Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. And that's exactly how it comes down. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. They are droughting the country, folks, just so you know. They're droughting the farmlands. They're droughting the cities. They're spraying different chemicals over populated areas. As I've said before, if you look to certain states right now, they're actually banning chemtrails. And I just showed you the law within itself, friends, telling you that the government is passing through bills concerning the things that we're suffering right now. And I'm saying suffering in the sense of old English. I should say allowing, okay? That's where things are at. And again, I hate saying it. I want to move fast forward to this whole situation with P. Diddy right now. P. Diddy's been set up, and I want you to remember what I said about this. It's interesting how P. Diddy's being called out for sex trafficking, but you have to understand that this is nothing new. P. Diddy's just the new fall guy. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. Watergate was a cover for pedophilia back in the 70s. Politicians that were pedophiles, and they were busted doing so. these agencies that federal government is illegally and unconstitutionally creating, like the FBI and the CIA, what they're doing is they're using kids in compromised sexual positions with the politicians. They're being filmed, and then the politicians are being extorted. They're told what to do, how to do it, when to do it, where to do it, so on and so forth. And if you dare stand up and speak out and do the right things, or you do anything in contrast to the things that we command that you do, we're going to oust you. Well, that was Watergate, okay? And then what did we have in the 80s? We had a conspiracy of silence. You can go online and watch that video, folks. No one's going to dispute that or refute that because it's the kids telling the people what in fact's been going on. That's when they were stealing kids from Boys Town, the orphans, and the FBI was getting them hooked on drugs and alcohol, and then they were basically trafficking them back over to D.C. again, and they were using them for pedophiles where they were being filmed, unbeknownst to them. Well, now let's go fast forward, and don't forget about Franklin cover-up case neither, friends. I talked to John DeCamp before he passed away. That is very real, okay? Again, that intertwines itself with children and politicians, and now look what's going on in D.C., and look what's going on with P. Diddy, right? And I'm saying D.C. and P. Diddy because what's happening is the uncovering going on, Luke 12:2 right now concerning Diddy, is with all the musicians and with all the actors. Well, they're trying to do their best to go ahead and hide all the politicians that are have interfaced with him, that have interacted with this criminal pimp, and that's exactly what he is. He's simply, folks, for a better way of saying it, he's a pimp. He's a pimp for these agencies. And again, the politicians are all a part of this. There's tons of pictures with Bush and Diddy and Melania. There's tons of pictures with Barack Hussein Obama and Diddy. And the list goes on, folks. Okay. And I told you when this first came out, they have handlers. I am telling you that there is agencies that are using them to get everyone in unison. Isaiah 28 verse 18. And put them in positions where we can extort them all, where we can control all of the narrative. And, of course, you always get the people that are saying, Bradley, that's just that's a little too far out there. No, apparently you don't understand history. And I want you to listen to this because Clive Davis's name keeps coming up over and over and over again concerning the confessions and the exposés that are coming out concerning Diddy's child trafficking, sexual trafficking. And there's even kids that are coming out now that are saying that they're under the protection of child protection services. We've known that forever. We know the State Department's been doing this for a long time, but most people just want to act like it has nothing to do with them. That is until it hits their kids. Okay? I want to go over and I want to show you how Clive Davis is the one that's pimping out Diddy. And then I want you to listen to what this man has to say about what, in fact, Clive Davis is all about. And then he begins to lay questions out as to who's behind him, because this guy apparently knows a little bit of history. Check this out.
He and Clive Davis founded Bad Boy Records. Clive Davis. How do you describe Clive Davis? There's an infomercial about him now, which is a document. It's been called a documentary. And it makes him look like this benign octogenarian that's helped all these rock stars with their careers. But people in the music industry really don't like Clive Davis, most of them. And his criminality is kind of amazing. He got busted. He's been for filing false tax returns three times and then defrauding the IRS three times. He was involved in the biggest payola scandal. That's when record companies give money to radio stations to play their songs. Mm-hmm. He was part of the biggest payola scandal of all time as president of ABC Records. And then there was a Genovese crime guy named Pasquale Falcone. And he got busted smuggling 22 pounds of heroin into the United States.
They're drug trafficking as well.
And they just started digging into him, and they came across all these shell companies that he headed. And Clive Davis was funneling money from ABC Records to these shell companies.
Folks, I'm gonna stop it right there, and I'm going to come back to this. But it's important that you understand he keeps going deeper and deeper and deeper so you can understand the forces that are in and behind these criminal figures that are being exposed right now. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths and working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
For those of you who have taken the opportunity in proving the God of Israel, we
salute
you.
It's a conspiracy there, forgiven man,
at 6 p.m.,
who talks
Bradley
much
Dean
and never goes public.
We'll be in Portage, Indiana at the Oakwood Grand Hall. On October 17th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Brownton, Minnesota at the Lake Marion Ballroom. On October 19th at 6 p.m., we will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota. The time to bring about change is now. Book us today for a date in your community at 1-866-233-0747.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create
unwanted
side effects.
You're going to be history if you keep making accusations like that, guy.
Pets
you better verify what you're saying
first. Regenerative plant-based supplement for pets.
Not putting up
that
with your nonsense.
Helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable.
Oh, for sure.
And it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Mr. Forgiven Man, 281-845-4704. Let's see how much of a man you are. 281-845-4704. I'm going to get back to this expose, this little expose. It's 2 minutes and 59 seconds, but I want you to hear it, and I want you to see it concerning Clive Davis. Clive Davis is the one that's pimping out Diddy. And then it goes beyond Clive Davis, without a shadow of a doubt. has, in fact, handlers. Okay, this goes back to those agencies that have been unconstitutionally handled. And I want you to listen, or that are handling these people, as they're using them for fronts, not only to funnel money to sex traffic, but also to run drugs. Okay? This is all that which is coming out in the laundry in Washington and Hollywood as we speak. Let's get back to this.
I've just told you about 2 decades worth of criminality by Clive Davis. And that guy has not spent one night in jail. That's what's amazing about him. So in 1993, I think he takes P. Diddy by the hand and they get on the yellow brick road. And P. Diddy has been engaged in all kind of criminal behavior, but nothing has come out. And I believe for Clive Davis, this is just my surmise, for a guy to do... commit as many felonies as he's committed and not spend a day in jail, I believe he's working for the government on some level as an informant. I mean, who knows? But
he's exactly so right.
An informant for what? What makes you think he's working for the government?
I would say like an informant for the FBI or...
For what? What would they be collecting?
Sex trafficking.
I mean, a guy
running
in
drugs,
that position,
funneling money.
I'm sure has quite a panoramic view of certain types of corruption and criminality.
Where? In what realm?
In the music realm.
Do you think the FBI is actually interested in the music realm?
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of laws on the books about what people could, like the Payola scandal. It's against the law.
I think there's an
aspect. Okay, so you got another taste, friends, as to what in fact is going on in the world of entertainment right now and how they're using entertainers and they're using them as a front to go ahead and, as he just said, they're running drugs, they're using shell companies to run money, they're child trafficking, they're sex trafficking. There's kids that are coming out across the boards right now talking about these individuals that have used them in the crimes that they have committed against them. I know that people can only leave or keep their head in the sand for so long before it does hit home, Amos 6:3, but I can tell you this right now, folks, it's going to hit home. It's going to hit home. I wanted to cover a couple more things before I get to my final point here. Look at this. This is in Minnesota. This is what happens when you withdraw the rod. To he who withholds the rod, the Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs, hates his son. Anoka Hennepin trains teachers on how to use blocking pads to block objects or physical aggression from students. Now, some will say, again, that's pretty crazy. Yep, but it goes back to what I've been telling you about how they're trying to Europeanize Americans. See, and what they're doing is they're adding strength to these victims they're trying to create, which, in fact, are the ones that are perpetuating the crimes. If you go to Europe, folks, do you know, like, for example, in the UK, many of these countries, the police are now disarmed. And if they want to take down, for example, I've seen a video of it where a Muslim was using a machete, swiping at people, cutting people, trying to kill people in the name of Allah, said he. 10 cop cars will show up, and what they'll do is they'll pull out their taser guns because that's all they have to use against those that are committing crimes with the machetes. Oh, and P.S., I also wanted to let you know the reason the government disarmed the police. It's interesting to note, they say that the people that they're dealing with just simply need to be rehabilitated because they have mental issues. Again, can't make it up, can you? See, this is what happens when you take on man's commandments and you refuse to keep God's. Read Mark 7 when you get a moment. Let's go on to the next point here. I'm just going to say it, and then I'm going to show you the pictures because we just covered this on Sunday morning when we do church service. We had about almost 5,000 people show up last week. That was fantastic. We're going to probably end up doing church again on Sunday here and just kind of see how it goes. But with that said, I just spent some time showing you what the Bible talks about concerning women in the church. And if Jesus is your master, the master tells us that the women are supposed to remain silent in the church. 1 Corinthians 11:34, right? And they're to be in silence in the church, and they're supposed to learn from their husbands at home. Okay, I didn't say that. The Word of God says that. And it says it in several places, right? And I took the time to show you that. So saying that to say this, listen to this headline. Pastor urges spiritual leaders to embrace vulnerabilities, help reduce stigma around mental health. See, these people that are talking in such a language, either they're doing this advertently or inadvertently, but in this case, I'm going to say they're doing it because they think they know better than the Word of God, because the pastors that I'm talking about here, friends, just happen to be women, and they have no business inside of the church whatsoever. Paul said that I do not allow a woman to teach or to usurp authority over a man. Again, that's what the Master Christ says. And if we're going to follow the way of the Master, then let's do all of what he commands us to do. Okay? I didn't say that. My Master did. And so did your Master say it. So if you want to get mad about it, go to him about it. Okay? But look at this. Where's this coming from? Mental health issues, they're falling right into the hands of the state, who mean to continuously, what, tear away at the law, and in the process of tearing away at the law, what do they do? Here, let me give it to you this way so you can understand more clearly. And I just had this thought, and I want to give it to you. Isn't it interesting that when the people allow the courts to interpret the law, isn't it interesting, for example, it says, thou shall not, and there's consequence, there's punishment if you commit the crime, right? That's coming from the Lord. Then man gets in there, and what they want to do is they want to interpret what God says. This is deconstruction. This is what I get people to try to avoid, because people want to interpret the scripture as to what it means to them mentally, right? Not knowing that God, again, speaks to the heart, not the head. Well, what's interesting is notice when the people allow the courts, the state, to have a free hand in interpreting law, isn't it interesting that almost without fail, it will destroy the law? What in fact has happened, the people have withheld the rod. The way that the Lord said to he who withholds the rod hates his son. He says that those that beat his child betimes with the rod drives foolishness far from their heart. So if we don't want to do it that way, then what do? We give it over to the state. They reinterpret, they reconstruct, they get rid of God's law. And what do? They destroy the law, and then they give way to bureaucracies, namely Big Pharma, that's standing right there saying, get rid of the law so we can deem them as being mentally ill so we can medicate them to death. That way we can manage their issues, right? Where's it coming from? It's coming from the women in the church. Americans, Christians, stick to the Word of God, because if you don't, this is what you're going to end up with. Here we have two women getting up there at the pulpit. Once again, they have no business in doing so. They're saying that they need to help reduce stigma around mental health. Okay? There's people out there that have mental health issues. Listen, we have a lot of issues, but I can tell you where the issue starts. We have natural issues because it first starts in the spiritual, and what we're doing is because we've disobeyed the things of the Lord, we're now reaping them in the natural realm. And what is it falling to? Well, the Lord says, if you want to go ahead and do it your way, go ahead and do it your way. I'll step back and I'll watch you reap the curse. And if you don't want to take heed from me when you correct yourself in the process, well, then you can depend upon the arm of the flesh, and in the process, you're going to reap the curse. And what's happening? I mean, look at these school shootings. Look at road rage today. What are these people on? Ever since they normalized, did you know antidepressants? Did you know and pharmaceutical companies are making hundreds of millions of dollars a day off the foolishness of the people on a worldwide basis? Did you know since they've normalized dangerous psychotropic drugs, which in fact used to be street drugs back in the 50s? Did you know that? I'm here to tell you what you didn't know then. It's all premised on fraud, friends. Did you know that when they normalized it, all of a sudden these school shootings started taking place? Road rage started getting way out of hand. Did you know that? Well, now you do, and you're accountable for what you know. What I'm going to do is when we come back, I want to go ahead and I want to highlight something that just recently happened, or at least it came to my ears from one of my friends in Minnesota concerning somebody that we used to know in ministry. And I want to share the story with you because it's applicable on so many different fronts. And I'm going to take it right to Scripture in the process of doing just that, because it's just that important that once you give, or should I say, once you're born of the Spirit of God, friends, if you truly are, isn't it interesting how many professed people talk about how they're Christians, and when they don't get what they want from the Lord, they turn back to the world? That's not a person that's born again of the Spirit of God. That's a person that returned as a dog does to its own vomit. He was never saved. If he was, he would have went on in his faith. The author and the finisher of the faith, the Bible says, he who has begun a good work will finish it until the day of Jesus Christ. Wait a second. God is not a man that he should lie. If you're born of the Spirit, how do you know that you're his disciples? By continuing on in his word. That's how you know. If, matter of fact, Matthew Henry said the same thing, the great Bible commentary. He said one of the best ways to gauge yourself as to know if you're saved or not, do you go on in the faith? Do you continue in his word on a daily basis? Do you press into the kingdom of God? Are your affections set on him where Christ sitteth at the right hand of the Father? Colossians 3:1. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
We support Sons of Liberty as a family because they speak truth in the space that is riddled with misinformation. Bradley Dean reminds those who should know better and educates those who have yet to learn,
so
especially the young people in our public school.
Okay.
We enthusiastically support Sons of Liberty as a light bearer to the truth as they battle extreme ignorance in the information age.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the sonsoflibertyradio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Doug Hagman here, host of the Hagman Report, author, career investigator of three decades. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current and future generations to a value of the nation past and the reverence to God and our Judeo-Christian values. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty, and he's a dynamic speaker. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
Okay, you guys have heard me talk about justifying the wicked while preaching them into heaven. Just caught news from a friend of mine in Minnesota of a guy that we used to know in ministry. Super cool guy. Never guessed in a million years he would have died the way that he died. But just recently died doing a drug overdose. And man, he had everybody convinced that he was heaven bound. A.W. Tozer said this, and listen carefully. The idea that God will pardon a rebel who has not given up his rebellion is contrary both to Scripture and to common sense. They remain incarcerated for their rebellion, right? In the natural? Yeah, of course. Again, A.W. Tozer said, the idea that God will pardon a rebel who has not given up his rebellion is contrary both to Scripture and to common sense. And what I've talked about is how many times I've seen and heard this with my own eyes and ears. It blows me away. I've seen sinners that have lived for the devil and have died in their sins only to be unscripturally preached into heaven. Read Proverbs 14:12. Folks, everything about that contradicts Scripture. And what am I talking about? Read 1 Corinthians 9. 1 Corinthians 6:9. Read it. I know everybody thinks that for some reason or another that they're just going to go to heaven because they said the prayer. No, they are not. Who told you that? What did John say in John chapter 3? And I'm talking about John the Baptist. Bring forth fruits of repentance, worthy of repentance. There is no repentance. There is no fruit under repentance. The Bible says that when our obedience is fulfilled, we're to take vengeance on all disobedience. You don't go back to it. And yet we hear it all the day long. You know, I just heard that this really super cool guy 20 years ago, he was a leader of the church. He was a leader of this, that, and the other thing. Super cool guy. He returned back to drug use. They found him blue in the face. And now he's gone. And what are all of those that don't know Scripture and all of those that are just as guilty as this individual that chose to go back to drugs and died from it? They're just as guilty because the world loves its own and they act accordingly. They don't love each other enough to correct each other. They don't love each other enough to reprove each other or to instruct each other in righteousness. That's the furthest thing from their mind, not understanding that faithful are the wounds of a friend, kisses of an enemy are deceitful. No, they kiss each other all day long. They die and then they usher them into heaven. Where is that in Scripture, man? I can't find that. When I go to Matthew 7, what does it say? He said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Few be there that find it. How many people were saved when Noah went inside of the ark? 8 souls were saved. And yet in America, everybody, as long as you've said the prayer and you live like the devil, using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, it doesn't matter. You're still going to heaven. You are incorrect. Let those that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. I want to go over here really quick and I want you to listen to this. Everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Whoa. So they go on in their lawless deeds. They die in their sin, and yet they go to church, and they're all talking about how now he's safely in the arms of Jesus. Can't find that in Scripture, folks. I'm trying to find that in Scripture, and I some reason or another, I just, and I'm in the Word all the time, I can't find that. Matter of fact, I just told my wife yesterday, I said, you know, it's interesting how they live in their sin. They live like a bunch of whores. They live like a bunch of rebellious witchcraft and warlocks. They live like a bunch of worldlings, and then something happens to them, and they're all heaven-bound. And they all console each other that they're going to heaven. Wrong version or wrong translation of the Bible, friends, let me tell you, to say the least. I want you to listen to this because it's important that you do. And I'm thinking of the book of Acts. What's the first thing the Lord did? And I'm going to pull this up because I'm going to read it. And I'm going to... Yep. Acts 3:26. And what does it say? I want you to listen carefully. The first thing Jesus, first of all, he delivers us from our sin. He teaches us that real grace leads to holiness. But when you go to Acts 3:26, you know what it says? Unto you first, God, having raised up his son, sent him to bless you and turning away every one of you from his iniquities. That's the blessing. And turning away every one of you from his iniquities. How do you go to Hebrews 6 and read that and not understand clearly as to what it says? If they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put themselves to an open shame. The Bible says in verse 8 of Hebrews 6 that they're cursed. They're not blessed. What about the Old Testament? Numbers 15, it's called high-handed sin. When you notice what sin is and you go and willfully do it anyways, there no longer remains a sacrifice. Oh, wait a second. That sounds like the New Testament to me. And so when I go over to Hebrews 10:26, what does it say? Oh, there it is, a fulfilling of the Old Testament in the New. And it says, for if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. Listen carefully. But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation who shall devour the adversaries. He that despised God's law, Moses' law, died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Listen to grace. Of how much sore punishment suppose you shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden under foot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and hath done despite unto the spirit of grace. For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord. Again, the Lord shall judge his people. And it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. How is that we minimize those scriptures? How is it that when we look at King David who said, and I brought this up, but this is applicable to this conversation. How is it that King David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you? I'm talking about willful sin, like returning back to your drug use and then dying from it. That's willful sin. Somebody that knows the truth and goes back to fornication, to adultery, to divorce. Oh, it's crazy. They got to be searing their conscience all day long, man, with a hot iron. They know nothing of love. They know nothing of honor. They know nothing of gratitude, because if they did, they would live for him who died for them, 2 Corinthians 5:15. I'm asking, how is it that when we look at scripture, it condemns those that go back to their sin, but according to them, and when you look at their pictures, you look at them, it's like, oh my goodness, everything about you is from the world. You're dressed up like a bunch of, literally, like a bunch of harlots and whores. And you're talking about how he's in heaven. And I started this whole little diatribe, friends, with the fact of what A.W. Tozer said. In the light of scripture, he said, the idea that God will pardon a rebel who has not given up his rebellion is contrary both to scripture and to common sense. Hey, folks, let me ask you something. Is it true what I'm saying? When's the last time you've been to a funeral and you knew the person that was laying in that box was in hell? Your conscience told you that he's in hell right now because he's reaping the fruit of his way. He went on in his sin and he died in his sin and because of his sin. Isn't it interesting that over and over and over again, I have yet to hear a preacher tell the truth at someone's sermon or at someone's funeral? Even my own mom's. No joke. Even my own mom's. So I asked the question, how is it that everybody that dies today, how is it that they're being ushered into heaven contrary to scripture? Just asking. Bradley, you're being judgmental. Nope. Once again, I'm pointing back in making reference to the judge's word. I want to end the show with this, and I want you to listen carefully, because this applies across the boards. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? What is the first thing it says after that? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, sex before marriage, nor idolaters, anybody that puts anything before the Lord. He said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Nor adulterers, friends with the world, or adulterers, literally, or homosexuals, nor sodomites shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Did you hear what Scripture said? I hope so. That's why we all need to repent, because our righteousness is as filthy rags before Him. The only righteousness we have is what He gives us, in Jesus' name. 2 Corinthians 5:21. See ya.